Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin. And when we go back to the blessing of Jacob in Genesis 49, we find that he speaks about him as a wolf. And then when we go to Deuteronomy 33 about Moses' blessings, he spoke about him as a sheep. So the wolf met with the great shepherd, and he took him and put him between his shoulders, as in Deuteronomy 33. And then he became a sheep, a real sheep. Not only that, but he became a preacher and became later a shepherd, learning from the good shepherd. When we go to Acts 8, at the beginning of the chapter, one of the characteristics of the wolf, when he see the blood, he became more eager, more thirst for more blood. And that's what exactly happened with Saul. After he saw the death, the stoning of Stephen, his heart didn't get softer. He got harder and harder. And he wanted to persecute more and more, and he wanted to see more bloods. And that's what he exactly started to do in chapter 8. In chapter 9, we read the word that he breathing with hatred. And the word in Arabic, it speaks not breathing, the normal breathing, but it speaks about the snake when he breathed out the poisons. He became more reined by the devil, who was a killer. But at this point, the Lord interfered. And the change, the transformation happened. And then we read in verse 8, his eyes were opened, he saw no one. He saw a wonderful scene. He saw the Lord Jesus. And I imagine he asked the Lord, I don't want to change this scene. Can you pause this scene? I don't want to see anyone else except you. And that's what is exactly happened in these 3 days. His eyes were open. He was seeing the Lord. He was enjoying the fellowship with this new shepherd, with this great shepherd. But his physical eyes was blind. He doesn't want to see anyone else. And during these 3 days, and later during the 3 years he spent in the Arabia, there was a new program, a new software came into this vessel. So he was going to the synagogue, and as we read at the beginning of chapter 9, he taking letters to go to the synagogue. That's the old software, the old program, before the new system being uploaded. But later, and at the same chapter, in verse 29, the new system, the new software already uploaded. And then we see immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues. Immediately, it takes us to the Lord Jesus. When we read about him in the Gospel of Mark, about 35 times, immediately. So he got the new software. When we go to Benjamin in Genesis 35, we read about Rachel when she gave birth of Benjamin. It was very close to Ephrata, where the Lord Jesus was born. And we learn from the history that Paul, or Saul, was born almost at the same year as the Lord Jesus, maybe at the year 4, almost the same year. So he was very close to him. Benjamin was youngest among his brothers, and as we heard from Brother Brian, that Paul said about himself, I am the least among the apostles and among the all the saints. So he was very close. During these 3 days, he said, okay, Lord, I want you to be my model. I want to follow you. I want to do exactly what are you doing. So we read then immediately, and then he went to the synagogue. He didn't change the place, But the strategy is completely changed. It's a completely different strategy. It's a completely message. And instead of the message of death, he's bringing the message of life. And instead of breathing hatred, he's breathing the life, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that continued with him in his ministry and his life later.